Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Imani Moise for The Wall Street Journal. Google has announced Gemini Spark, a personal AI agent it says is capable of navigating a user's digital life and acting on his or her behalf. The tech firm has started rolling out the agent and says it'll be available next week to subscribers who pay for AI Ultra, a new subscription tier that costs $100 a month. The tech giant said its Gemini app now has 900 million users, up from 400 million last year. Google also introduced Gemini Omni, a tool designed to create videos from text, audio, and images. News Corp, the owner of the Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply content on Google platforms. OpenAI co-founder and former Tesla executive Andrej Karpathy has joined Anthropic. He will lead a new group focused on using Claude to accelerate pre-training research, which oversees the data training process for the company's AI models. Until 2022, Karpathy led a team at Tesla overseeing the functionality of its advanced driver assistance system, Autopilot. According to his LinkedIn profile, he was also a founding research scientist at OpenAI until 2017. News Corp, the owner of the Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones Newswires, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And we exclusively report that drone startup Mach Industries acquired rocket maker Exquadrum in April for $50 million in cash and equity. The previously unreported deal gives Mach access to more than two decades of technical developments used for superfast weapons that reach beyond Earth's atmosphere. The acquisition reflects a broader shift in the defense sector, as analysts say Pentagon officials and venture capital firms are increasingly warming up to startups. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. Check back in the morning for another quick tech update.